Jessica Yorko is a member of the Lansing City Council, but she's also an employee at the Ingham County Health Department, and we're here to talk about cooling centers that are being provided for folks who can't cool their own homes. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. What do you do for the Ingham County Health Department?
I am the Environmental Justice Coordinator.
And there are cooling centers all over Ingham County for folks to get into if their homes just get too hot. Tell us about this.
That is correct. Last year, I coordinated a study that is on hot weather and health that included surveying residents around the area about the increasing number of extremely hot days and how that is impacting people's health and if they know about the resources in the community and how to connect to those resources. So I continue to be active in that effort and coordinate with other professionals in the area concerned about emergencies, including heat, is coordinated by our local emergency managers. And what happens is when we have weather that is between 93 and 102, we call that the code orange, and that is typically when cooling centers are opened and that information is passed through the media and the public. And it also relates to humidity and some other factors. And we just updated yesterday the list of cooling centers, and it will be up later on the health department website later today, but for now you can link to it through the health department's Facebook page. There are a total of 29 cooling centers available throughout the county, and what this means is these are places where they are willing to have air conditioning and they're willing to open their doors for a large part of the day to welcome people in, and this is anywhere from senior centers, community centers, like, you know, Cristo Rey and Geyer Community Center, to places in Leslie. They offer the clerk's office. In Onondaga, it's the township hall. Weberville, it's the village offices. So it's a variety of different locations. So that is on our Facebook page, Ingham County Health Department. A couple other things we want people to know about is how to recognize signs of heat-related illness and what precautions they can take, and that information is also on the Health Department website.
Jessica, how many people do you think will take advantage of these cooling centers?
You know, we haven't actually done any counts to see how many people go to them, but what we did last year with our survey is we asked people, where do you go when we have these types of heat conditions? And we found that for the most part, you know, there's different places people go. Some people go to a movie theater. Some people go to a restaurant. Some people, if they have air conditioning, they'll stay home. For our low-income residents, going to a movie theater or a restaurant is not typically an option. For those, you know, who are, say, household income under $19,000, those residents are up to 80% using cooling centers.
All right. And once again, for folks who are looking for places to go where they can cool off, I know that this is countywide. There are places like the community center in East Lansing. There are some Meijer stores. There are some municipalities. For folks who want that list and want to learn more about how to stay cool when it's very hot outside, where can they go?
Again, to the Ingham County Health Department Facebook page is the best way to get there right now. If you just go to Facebook and put Ingham County Health Department, it's there right now. Later today, it will be on our website, which is hd.ingham.org. And if I could just take another minute to put out another bit of information about heat-related illness. A lot of people don't recognize the signs of heat-related illness, and those signs are anything from muscle pain and spasms, heavy sweating, headache, nausea, vomiting. These are signs that you are entering into heat exhaustion. And heat stroke includes hot red skin, feeling faint or disoriented, rapid or weak pulse. For these conditions, you do need to see your physician. In our survey, we found that for certain segments of our population, even losing consciousness was not a signal to see your physician for heat-related illness. And there are also certain medications that will increase your likelihood of heat illness, and those include antihistamines. I know a lot of people are suffering from allergies this time of year. If people are taking certain medications for mental illness, antipsychotic medications, diuretics, those are some of the most common. And do check your warnings on your medications. They will tell you if it increases the risk of heat-related illness. And you need to take extra caution, drink extra water, stay in shade. Don't go outside and exercise when it's 100 degrees outside. You can wait till it cools off at night.
You know, Jessica, that seems like a common sense information. Why do you think we forget that?
I think that we get busy. We have a lot of other things on our mind, a lot of other things we need to do. We're trying to get to work. We're trying to take care of our kids. And we don't realize that heat can affect your health. And it can. We do see a spike in our clinics of heat-related illnesses when we have these extremely hot days where it's above 90 degrees. And so I think sometimes, like in many other life situations, people are just pushing through, and they sometimes, you know, forget that some modifications in what you normally do is a really good idea.
Jessica Yorko is a member of the Lansing City Council, but also works for the Ingham County Health Department. Jessica, thanks so much this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Talk to you again soon.